Trump and Fiora. Impeachment. Democrats orgasm. Because they don't have anything better to do with their time than impeaching Donald Trump. You know, look at all the time Democrats in the federal government have devoted to impeaching Donald Trump. It's like, so did you, are there no real problems that you need to be dealing with? Sounds to me like we don't really need you. You can scream and shout with all your might. I mean, seriously, if this is all the Democrats have to worry about, we don't have many problems. This is more important than, you know, AIDS or global warming or poverty. The only thing the Democrats have made any progress on is impeaching the orange man. And you can tell what's really important to them. Greetings, friends and enemies. In the previous episode, I lied to you. I said that was the last episode of 2019. Wrong. This is the last episode of 2019. I didn't know I was going to be on this much of a roll. I didn't know I'd be doing this good. I didn't think I'd be this frisky. But here we are. We got to knock out one more episode in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer 2019, before we slide on into 2020 the way we slide on into those DMs. Not that I've ever slid into anybody's DMs, because I don't have the patience. I very briefly attempted to use Instagram to get girls, and I don't have the fucking patience. I just don't have the fucking patience to do that shit. Don't have it. I really prefer my method of you just walking up to them and saying, "Hey, you're really cute. Are you single?" It's so much faster. It's so much easier. Anyway, hi. What's happening? We are going to continue where I left off in the previous episode of Stating the Obvious, talking about marijuana legalization, making fun of dope smokers, making fun of worthless people. I should have, if I'd have been smart, I'd have looked these people up on the interwebs. Should I do it? You know what? Only if we get through all of this and I got some time left over. Because I got more stuff. I got something lined up for after the marijuana. So if we get through all of this and there's time left in the episode, maybe we'll try looking these people up to see what they got going on. All right. Where are... Oh, it's right there in my pocket. It's right where I left it. All right, I got some hot tea. Not a hottie. Not a cute, Swedish, blonde-haired, blue-eyed hottie, which I'd like to have. I got some hot mint tea going on right here. And let's take a nice sip of that. Mmm. Oh, yeah, that's hot. Mmm. Ah, delish. It's going to be my bedtime pretty soon because those old people go to bed early so that we can get up early because it's like on South Park. But Dad, why don't we stop the old people from driving? We can't stop them. They get up at 3 in the morning or whatever it was. God, that's a funny episode. The Grey Dawn episode where all the old people...
Oh, it's so funny.
Where all the old people get on the road at the same time because they're all going to Country Kitchen Buffet. Oh, man, it's so funny. Oh, God, it's funny. That's one of my favorite South Park episodes. It's right up there with the one about the Amazon that has Jennifer Aniston in it. Oh, God, it's... Oh, the Amazon episode. If you haven't seen the fucking, as in the rainforest, not as in Amazon.com, which are also the two Amazon episodes are fucking hilarious. But the Amazon rainforest episode, oh, it's like in season 3, I think, or 4 is an early one. Oh, God, it's so fucking funny. Oh, my God. Fuck the rainforest! She's all hippy-dippy, and by the end, she's like, fuck the rainforest! Oh, it's so good. Mm. All right, none of that has anything to do with smoking dope. Let's get back to fucking smoking dope. All right. You might compare public perception now to the way people used to feel about tobacco. In the 1950s, back when, you know, fathers were still a thing, nearly half of Americans smoked tobacco. Meanwhile, the big tobacco companies aggressively used their lobbying power to deceive the public about the harms of smoking and to forestall regulation by the Food and Drug Administration. Of course, now we know that tobacco causes cancer, heart disease, and other health problems, and cigarette packaging carries mandatory warnings. To bring balance to a narrative driven by pro-legalization campaigns, Gilman and other parasitical women who can't get real jobs are interested in leveraging data to show pot's real effects. So they're going to leverage data. But in this article, they can't actually cite any of their sources for this data so that people such as myself could go and independently verify this information. See, it's much like global warming wackos, right? Well, the ice caps are going to be melted by 2014. Oh, really? Well, we haven't yet. Well, scientists have said, oh, well, okay, what's the names of these scientists? Well, research has shown, okay, can you cite the research? Well, you don't believe in global warming. You're a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm just asking you to cite your data. Well, you hate children. You're saying that you're attacking Greta. No. I'm asking you to cite your research. Well, you don't care about children. No, I want to ask you to cite your research. In 2014, that was the same year the ice caps melted. In 2014, Gilman published research on 18 to 25 year olds that showed differences in the brain's reward system between users and non-users. Users of what? Their brains? No, in marijuana. Teens who smoked marijuana had significant abnormalities in the areas of the brain linked to emotion, motivation, and decision making. Quote, I got a lot of hate mail after that, unquote, she says. Oh, she got hate mail. Welcome to the internet, bitch. But here's the thing. Okay, so teens who smoked marijuana had significant abnormalities in the areas of the brain linked to emotion, motivation, and decision-making. Okay, first of all, that's called being a teenager. Second of all, that's called being a millennial. Third of all, that's called being a liberal arts major. But fourth of all, once again, as I drink more tea, as I have pointed out multiple times over in all sorts of different situations and context, okay, do these teenagers have abnormalities in their brain, in the areas of their brain, linked to emotion, motivation, and decision-making because they smoke marijuana? Or do they smoke marijuana because they have brain abnormalities in the areas of their brains linked to emotions, motivation, and decision-making? Right? I mean, Does broken brain chemistry in the part of your brain where you do your decision making Is that a result of smoking marijuana, or is that why you smoke marijuana? Because do people who make good decisions, do they go around smoking marijuana? Not so much. People who make good decisions and are emotionally stable don't have a lot of need to smoke dope. As I have said before on this very podcast, does smoking dope make people stupid? Or is it simply that stupid people gravitate towards smoking dope? I don't know which it is. I do know that people who smoke dope, for the most part, are stupid. Yes, I understand. I understand that much like that one woman you know this one person with an IQ of 173 who's a nuclear physicist at MIT, and he smokes marijuana 73 times a day. I get it. You know this one person. No one gives a fuck. Okay? Nobody gives a fuck. I live in the People's Republic of Colorado, where dope smoking is a fucking thing, and I am telling you that people who smoke dope are also Venn diagrammed very heavily with people who are stupid. I don't give a fuck about this one person you know. I know people who smoke dope on a regular basis, and they're not people I want to spend any time with unless I absolutely have to. In another study, which will not be given enough information about for you to look it up and verify it for yourself, Gilman found that teens who smoked marijuana daily showed long-term memory loss in adulthood, even years after they'd stopped. Okay, now how did she do a study with teens who smoke marijuana daily and then find out how that affected their memory loss in adulthood? What do you mean by adulthood? Does that mean over 21? Or does that mean in their 70s? See, and also remember, you can't do research on marijuana because marijuana... And I see, I'm not up on the laws. I heard this rumor that this had recently changed or modified somehow. But let's just say, to cushion things, 5 years ago, marijuana was still a Schedule I drug, according to the federal government. You couldn't do research on marijuana, okay? So when all these people talk about how they did research on marijuana, first you have to explain to me when you did this research, because how'd you get this past the federal government? So this research can't be more than 5 years old. So how in the fuck is she tracking the long-term effects of marijuana on adults' memories when the research can't possibly be more than 5 years old? Heavy use can result in a loss of 6 IQ points. I thought IQ was just a social construct created by heterosexual white men to oppress colored people. IQ is not a real thing. Heavy use can result in a loss of 6 IQ points, about the same dip that lead poisoning causes, according to the American Psychological Association. Again, how do they know this? How did they do research on marijuana when you can't do research on marijuana? In other studies, which we will not cite, the brains of young adult pot smokers... What is a young adult? Young adult pot smokers have shown deterioration in the language areas, with more verbal memory decline among those who started at the youngest ages. Once again, where are you getting this data from? Were these people smoking dope and you were studying them illegally? And why were you not reporting them for smoking dope when the dope smoking was illegal? Now you're an accomplice to a crime. People doing a Schedule I drug, marijuana. The key ingredient in marijuana, THC, attaches to brain receptors that modulate healthy behaviors such as eating. Dude, I got the munchies, dude. Learning. Dude, I got the munchies, man. Can I eat this? Dude, let's find out. And forming relationships. Dude, I got the munchies, man. Like, dude, I'd really like to, like, dude, like, make out with you. Dude, but really, I just want to eat some more fucking tortilla chips, dude. I got the munchies, dude. Over time, THC rewires this whole cognitive system, throwing off its finely tuned balance. Now, of course, putting your children on all sorts of fucking drugs for this ADHD they supposedly have that fucking fries their brain chemistry because you can't be bothered to actually parent your children, see, that's totally fine. There are no problems with that. That doesn't throw off any finely tuned brain chemistry whatsoever. But smoking dope, well, obviously that's going to destroy your brain chemistry. Early evidence in mice has shown that repeated exposure to THC causes these receptors to disappear altogether. Once again, citation needed. These results can be lasting and detrimental. Oh, much like the effects of single mothers on their children who grew up to be school shooters. Teens who frequently smoke, and of course, single mothers couldn't possibly have any kind of effect on, you know, finely tuned brain chemistry either. Teens who frequently smoked pot, especially young men, were less likely to hold full-time jobs as adults. No, that's called being a millennial. Get married, that's called being a millennial, or finish their education. That's called being a millennial. A University of Connecticut, flip the page, study found, which we will not cite here so that you can look it up on your own to see their data and methodology. Young adults are 3 times more likely than others to drive under the influence of cannabis, which is the illicit drug most often detected in crashes, often combined with alcohol. Now, see, that's an interesting statement. Because, once again, I have no data at my fingertips. See, I'm just going off of, and I don't feel bad about this because this is my point. See, the propaganda, which is propagandized out to the general public from the government and the marijuana legalizations, like here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, the propaganda we've heard is that since marijuana was legal, there's been no rise at all in people who are arrested for driving under the influence, and there's no evidence that marijuana use has increased automobile accidents or anything like that. Like, according to the official line of what you hear, just people saying, and you may be thinking, well, great one, what people are, like, what, you know, what the sheeple are saying to each other is not important. You're right, and you're also wrong. You're right, because what the people, the sheeple, say to each other doesn't matter in the sense that reality is reality no matter what people say. But what the sheeple say to each other does matter in the sense that what the sheeple are saying becomes reality. Hold on, sorry, man. Voice fucking up. For example, the reality is that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself. But because the normie conformie sheep walk around telling each other Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, for all practical intents and purposes, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Okay. Buildings don't just fall down by themselves. But because the normie conformie sheeples just walk around telling each other, well, 9/11, 9/11, 9/11. They hate us for our freedom, right? So they have created this fictitious reality they live in which buildings just fall down. It's a building and just falls down. So the fictitious reality that has been created in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, at least, is that legalization of marijuana has not resulted in any increase of automobile accidents or people being pulled over and arrested for driving while intoxicated. Be that intoxication, alcohol, or marijuana. Because, of course, if you see some, you're a cop, you see somebody swerving down the road, going out of their lane, right? I mean, you don't know if they're drunk or if they're high, or you don't know these things till you pull them over. So that's the word on the street. Official stats, I don't have any. I could try to go look them up. I could type some shit into Google. I'm not going to do that because the computer is about 5 feet away from me and I don't feel like fucking moving because I'm sitting in a chair for once instead of podcasting standing up. And because I don't give a shit. Because it doesn't matter. Again, it doesn't matter what these stats are, right? It doesn't, in the context of, just okay, just like with Epstein, it doesn't matter if he killed himself or if he was murdered, right? Even if I could prove Epstein was murdered, no one will give a shit because the narrative is that he killed himself. It's the same thing with this. It doesn't matter whether or not legalizing marijuana has resulted in more automobile accidents, or it doesn't matter. And this doesn't necessarily say more. It says young adults are 3 times more likely than others to drive under the influence of cannabis, which is the illicit drug most often detected in crashes. Okay, see, I have not heard anything about marijuana being the illicit drug most often detected in crashes. Although if it's legal, it's not illicit anymore, I don't think. Not exactly positive what the definition of the word illicit is, so I could be wrong. But whether I prove or disprove that assertion with some kind of facts or data, it doesn't matter. Because the public perception is that 2 + 2 = 5, right? The public perception is that there's 52 flavors of gender, right? The public perception is that marijuana is not addictive and doesn't cause harm. Right, these are the public perceptions. It's right up there with Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide and buildings fall down for no fucking reason. And there's no amount of evidence that will ever change that perception for the 99%. And I don't give a fuck enough to try to change that perception because I have shit to do. Numerous studies, which we will not cite, have shown that its use impairs driving and increases the risk of a crash. Since the drug was legalized in Colorado, related visits to emergency rooms and urgent care centers have increased almost threefold among those under 21. Citation needed. Since the drug was legalized in Colorado, related visits... What is a related visit? Related visit, related to what? What does that mean? See, and once again, to go back to what I said about this, this is in Reader's Digest, the large print edition written for old people. See, this is just trying to terrify old people. This is not information. This is propaganda designed to terrify old people, which once again, let me emphasize, I'm not on the side of legalizing marijuana because I don't think anyone should need permission. To, you know, it's their body, their choice. Once again, I despise people who smoke dope because almost everyone I know who smokes dope is a fucking moron, okay? Don't misunderstand me attacking this propaganda as propaganda designed to scare people as me supporting everybody smoking dope and getting high, man. And dude, let's do some resin, man. Dude, dude, let's go to the dispensary, man. Dude. Everybody involved is a fucking moron, right? Well, great one. Who's right? Nobody's right. Nobody is right. They're all idiots. The people who fucking want to treat marijuana addiction are idiots. The people who think they're addicted to marijuana are idiots. The people that want to make marijuana illegal are idiots. The people that want to make marijuana legal are idiots. The people who want to put people in jail for having marijuana are idiots. The people who want to tax marijuana are idiots. The people who smoke marijuana are idiots. The people who grow marijuana and sell it and make a bunch of money, they're the only smart ones. I have no problem selling marijuana. Somebody else wants to smoke the shit? Absolutely. If you can make a profit, do it. Well, great one. Would you advocate building concentration camps? Yeah, if you're making a profit, absolutely. Build a fucking concentration camp. I'm not saying you should gas anybody in the concentration camp. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying, if you can make profit growing marijuana or building concentration camps, fucking do it. Bunch of fucking idiots, everyone else. All right. Related visits to emergency rooms and urgent care centers have increased almost threefold among those under 21. I don't know what a related visit is. It's worth bearing in mind that it was science. Oh, God. Yeah, it was science that said we were all going to be dead from mass starvation by 1980 because there wouldn't be enough food to feed the world. Science also said we were going to run out of oil 20 years ago. Science also said the polar ice caps were going to melt by 2014. Okay, fuck science, because science is just a bunch of goddamn fucking parasites trying to shove their political agendas down people's throats without ever citing their fucking sources. It's worth bearing in mind that it was science that eventually curtailed the power of big tobacco and prevented nearly 800,000 cancer deaths in the United States between 1975 and 2000. As marijuana marches towards the same legal status as cigarettes, its potential hazards will require equal attention by science. Science! It's science! It's not going to happen. Here's why. Because the government makes too much tax money on marijuana. The government is not going to slow down or restrict the legalization or the availability of marijuana because there's a lot of fucking revenue involved in the form of taxes. It's just not going to happen. The National Institute of Health is beginning a 10-year study of the effects of alcohol and drugs, as well as screen time, nutrition, and exercise on the adolescent brain. So far, more than 7,000 to 600 adolescents have enrolled. Are they also tracking whether or not these adolescents are being raised in single mother households? I bet they're not. Because that's the sort of thing we can't track. Well, okay, great, we're going to track all this stuff. That's great, that's interesting, let's do this story. Let's also be sure we get in there. Are they being raised by single mothers? And are they being raised by homosexuals or non-binaries or trannies or whatever kind of other weird shit, right? Versus, are we going to break it down? These are the ones raised by nuclear family. These are the ones raised by single parents. Single mothers, rather. These are the ones raised by single fathers. These are the ones raised by gay couples. These are the ones raised by gay single parents. Are we going to break that? No, of course not, because that would not be politically correct. The argument here isn't whether marijuana should be legal. Yeah, exactly, because there's a lot of that's gone. The tax money has shown us that marijuana will be legalized. There are champions on either side of that debate. Instead, should the drug become widely available? It's to, oh, should, okay, That was not the end of that statement. Let me read that sentence again correctly. Instead, should the drug become widely available, it's to our detriment to blindly consider legalization a victory. We must be cautious when societal shifts can affect health, especially among our most vulnerable. Okay, done with that. Let's move on. Where are we at on time? All right, I got this. See if we can get through this. This is from September the 4th, 2019, the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer. This is almost recent news. This is pretty good for stating the obvious, because this is not, by the way, if you're new around here, this is not a current event show. This is a philosophy show. We don't do current events. Doesn't matter how long ago something happened. It's either significant or it's not significant. I mean, for example, because we haven't... Have we made it this whole episode without any Jew comments? I mean, the Holocaust happened how long ago? And yet Jews can't shut the fuck up about it. Yeah, you hear, well, I can't talk about this. This happened 3 weeks ago. This isn't current news. Huh. Well, if it's important, if it's relevant, it doesn't matter how long. Well, we don't want to talk about the collapse of the Roman Empire. Well, that happened a long time ago. We're going to do current events on our show because we're hip and we're cool and we only do things that are happening currently because we're trying to stay relevant. The Great One is not interested in staying relevant to the fucking retards, okay? This is not a current event show. But every once in a while, I'll read and talk about something that did happen within the last 17 years, which is pretty impressive for me. Fort Collins erases topless ban that inspired Free the Nipple lawsuit, because this is what the city of Fort Collins has to do with my tax money and the time of our politicians. This is what's important in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Brittany Hogland. And if you Google her, she is not attractive. She looks pretty much just like what you expect. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I got ahead of myself. Here we go. Fort Collins hammered the last nail in the coffin of the now defunct topless ban that inspired a three-year, $322,000 Free the Nipple lawsuit. That $322,000? That's taxpayer money. $322,000 of taxpayer money. But without the government, who would build the roads? And you know where that money went? It went to lawyers. Because who had built the roads? City Council on Tuesday agreed to remove references to the 2015 policy from Fort Collins Public Nudity Code, language barring women and girls over age 10 from exposing their breast in public will officially disappear from the city code September 17th. But the ban has been unenforceable since February 2017 when a district court judge ruled it violated the 14th Amendment because it applied only to women. Oh, much like My Body, My Choice, right to an abortion only applies to women. The legal battle over Fort Collins' topless ban next ban, there's no D, the legal battle, there's no, much like all of these women, there's no D in their lives, that's why they're worried about running around naked in public. The legal battle over Fort Collins' topless ban next headed to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which ruled 2-1 against the policy in February 2019. Quote, "We are left, as the district court was, to suspect that the city's professed interest in protecting children derives not from any morphological differences between men's and women's breasts, but from negative stereotypes depicting women's breasts, but not men's breasts, as sex objects," unquote, Judge Gregory Phillips, beta male, wrote in the majority opinion. So you see, there's just all these cis heterosexual white men who have created these negative stereotypes of women's breasts as sex objects. We can't have that now, can we? And just in case you guys are wondering, there are not women walking around Fort Collins with their tits hanging out. The number of women with their tits hanging out that I have seen is zero. And if I do see any, I'm pretty sure they're not going to be tits I would want to see anyhow. So don't be thinking, oh my God, oh, a great one up in Fort Collins. I'm going to go visit him because there's all these hot college girls walking around with their titties hanging out. No, it's not happening. Don't get excited. That left Fort Collins with the option of pursuing a hearing before the U.S. Supreme Court, who, you know, they don't have anything important to do either. Let's worry. Although there was no guarantee the High Court would agree to review the case. City Council voted 4-3 in May to stop defending the contested portion of the ordinance in court. Oh, bravo. Good job, guy. Bravo. You voted to stop wasting my tax money. Great one. Are you saying, look, guy, once again, this is not something the government should be dealing with. If women want to go, if women want to walk around it, okay, in Ancapadice, if you're a woman and you walk around with your titties hanging out, you can do that. But guess what? Just like if you're fat and you get on an airplane and you smell bad, the guy next to you is going to send text messages making fun of you. In Ancapadice, if you walk around with your titties hanging out and you're ugly, people are going to make fun of you and you're going to go put some fucking clothes on. If you're a woman and you're good looking and you walk around with titties hanging out, men are going to hit on you. And you're probably going to go put some clothes on because you're going to get tired of it. It's a self-correcting problem. This is a self-correcting problem. This doesn't need government to get involved. This is a self-correcting problem. If you allow people to behave normally and stop trying to regulate every aspect of their fucking existence, just like being fat. If you just let people make fun of fat people for being fat, fat people will stop being fat. And all of the diabetes and all the sickness and illness that's a result of being overweight will all go the fuck away. But we sit here and we talk about how being overweight is this fucking national health crisis. But if you make fun of a fat person, now you're guilty of hate speech and you get fired from your job. And you get doxxed and you get ridiculed in the media. Let the women walk around with their fucking tits hanging out if they want to. Who gives a shit? And this is just another classic example of women simply trying to attention whore. Ultimately, that's what these is. There's these two women who are named in this article, Brittany, and there's another one. Google them. They're both ugly as fuck. They're just looking for attention. And I've talked about this before if you search the website, because my website actually has a fucking search function on it, you know, unlike some other podcasters that we won't mention because we don't want to give any free publicity to these losers who don't have search functions on their websites. You know, if you type in free the nipple or whatever, you should be able to find those episodes, and I have pictures of these ugly women in the show notes. At least I'm pretty sure I do. Here we go. All right, 4-3, stop defending. The city spent, that's interesting, the city doesn't have any money. The city stole from the taxpayers and gave to lawyers about $120,000 on its defense and negotiated a $202,000 payment to cover the legal fees of plaintiffs Brittany Hogland and Samantha Six. Brittany Hogland and Samantha Six were the two women who were suing the city of Fort Collins over the Free the Nipple thing. Google those girls. Brittany, B-R-I-T-T-I-A-N-Y, Hogland, H-O-A-G-L-A-N-D, and Samantha, S-A-M-A-N-T-H-A, Six, S-I-X. They are both fat and ugly. Nobody wants to see their titties, okay? Their lawyers, not them, their lawyers got $202,000 of my tax money. But who would build the roads? How many roads could we have built with $202,000? A great one. Well, the government. What? The warlords? You know what? I'll take a warlord over this shit any day. At least a warlord would have some fucking testosterone. A warlord would just tell these bitches, shut the fuck up. So blah, 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 there's stuff. There's a city council meeting, and so they had a fucking thing where people could come and whine. Okay, about 8 people, including 2 pastors and former city council member and Mayor Ray Martinez, who is a fucking scumbag piece of shit, encouraged council to keep the language. Martinez, who is a scumbag piece of shit, said council should continue defending the topless ban because a Supreme Court decision on the case would have national significance, and also because Martinez, who is a scumbag piece of shit, doesn't have any problem with spending taxpayers' money on bullshit. But if Martinez, who is a scumbag piece of shit, had to finance this continuing battle with his own money, I guarantee you he'd be in favor of stopping it right now. Others said that the legality of women being topless in public infringes on Fort Collins' wholesome community values. Now, of course, our gay pride parades, where pedophiles parade around in the street showing their dicks to small children, totally fucking okay. But we can't have women with their tits hanging out. And they said they fear the ordinance change would make it legally defensible for women to expose their breast in schools. Oh my God. Once again, we wouldn't want women to show, we wouldn't want children in school where they're being told that there's no such thing as gender. We wouldn't want those children to see titties. Now, telling these children that all white men are rapists, that all white people are racist, that there's no such things as boys and girls, you know, that Donald Trump is literally Hitler and is going to put colored people in concentration camps, see, that's okay. Those things children can be told. They can be told that having ADHD is an excuse for failing your test and you can take a bunch of medication and you'll be better. The children can be told that they can be anything they want. All they have to do is follow their dreams and do what it is they have a passion for, and that they'll get free money and that the government will take care of them. Oh, we can tell them all this stuff, but we can't let those children see titties. If those children see titties, I mean, society will collapse and warlords will take over. We have to protect our children from titties. Now, 15-year-old kids can be raped by their 24-year-old school teachers, totally fine, as long as they don't see titties. We can't have any titties in public schools. That's what we're afraid of. They, these eight people, these two pastors and Ray Martinez, they said they fear the ordinance would the ordinance. God damn it! Well, I need a drink. See, now I also can't have booze before bed because booze has calories. Now I'm supposed to not be ingesting anything with calories after 7 p.m., otherwise known as 1900 for those of us who know how to tell time. So we'll see what effect that has on my life also. Although I'm cheating a little bit because I'm still taking my melatonin about an hour before bedtime, and the melatonin has like 50 calories. Others said the legality of women being topless in public infringes on Fort Collins' wholesome community values. They said they fear the ordinance change would make it legally defensible for women to expose their breasts in schools or places of worship. Deputy City Attorney John Duval said representatives of churches, schools, and other institutions are entitled to ask people to leave buildings, and those individuals can be cited for trespassing if they refuse. Once again, our biggest problem is some people in a church might see some titties. First of all, I'm not sure that's the kind of woman who would walk around with her tits hanging out is going to go into church, but then again, here in Fort Collins, we have some very progressive, and by progressive, I mean cock, churches. But yet again, if you're religious, I mean, if your biggest problem in life is seeing some titties, I don't know, maybe you need to look around a little bit. Fort Collins resident Paul Vinsel said he would feel sexually harassed if he saw a topless woman in public. Okay. First of all, you cannot be a man and be sexually harassed. That's impossible because being sexually harassed means that you are a passive victim. If you are actually a man, you are not a passive victim ever in your life. Bad things might happen to you, but you are not a passive victim. Furthermore, as we learned or will learn, because I don't know where we are, because I'm interspersed these with the yes, all women. Well, no, you have heard it by now, right? When this woman in the E. Jean column, he masturbated in front of me and I was damaged. Sweetheart, he didn't even touch you. All you had to do was look away. All you had to do is walk out. Okay, if you're walking in public and you see some titties, stop looking at them. You have not been sexually harassed. Does this guy have a fucking pussy hat in his closet? Or is this a fucking, is this a Trump voter who has a MAGA hat, but is actually so fucking cucked and he just doesn't know it? Would feel sexually harassed if he saw a topless woman in public. God. Quote, where are my rights being defended in this discussion? There's no such thing as rights, you fucking moron. Rights do not exist. Rights are right up there with Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide, okay? Rights are a fantasy. Rights are a collective hallucination that a bunch of dim-witted people have all bought into so they can feel good about themselves and not know that they're actually slaves. There is no such thing as rights. Don't I have the right to go down the street without seeing such things? If the current language is struck, anybody can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and they can force everybody to watch, unquote. You mean kind of like faggots walking around on the streets with their dicks hanging out? Which I'm sure you're not opposed to, right? Because I'm sure you're very diverse and tolerant and open-minded, and you would never speak out about homosexuals walking around in public doing weird shit. What do you mean, can force everybody to watch? And look, just because the city says, all right, just because the government says women can walk around in public with their tits hanging out, I mean, that as much as we love slippery slopes, because as much as slippery slopes are a thing, legalizing pedophilia, which is next on the agenda, anybody can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and they can force everyone to watch. Okay, so if the topless ban doesn't go through, does that mean I can gas Jews? Because it says right here, anybody can do whatever they want, whenever they want, and force everybody to watch. So can I now gas Jews in the streets and make people watch? I think we might be overreacting to titties just a little bit. You know, once again, just like marijuana, this is another classic example. Well, great one. Which side is right? Which side is wrong? They're all wrong. The people who need permission from the government to let their titties hang out are idiots. The people who want the government to spend taxpayer money forcing people and not let their titties hang out are idiots. Everybody involved is an idiot, except those lawyers who managed to get $202,000. Those guys are fucking smarter than fuck. They're probably Jews. They have their shit together. Everybody else involved in this entire thing is a fucking idiot. Idiots. And when you know the other side is idiots.